You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And today we got a real special treat and possibly a surprise for you. We got Jerry Wagschall online with us first, and coming up later on will be Cynthia Fodor. We're talking about the western region of the USA. Cynthia and I will be discussing Las Vegas and all the treasures and gems therein. And of course, Jerry Wagschall has been flying over to LA on great JetBlue Airlines. Jerry, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Willem, how are you? Nice to be here again.
Oh, yeah, it's great always to have you back. And as usual, our intrepid Jerry, who has a way of finding all the neat gems in a city, all the cute details and the interesting stuff. So tell us a little bit about your sojourn in Beverly Hills.
Great. Well, you know, I mean, Beverly Hills is, you know, one of the most, you know, famous spots in Los Angeles. It's well known for its, you know, expensive designer stores on Rodeo Drive. The three sides of the shopping zone are known as the Golden Triangle. But there's really a lot there. I mean, you know, L.A. itself, I mean, of course, it's got everything from the, you know, the suntanned bodies and the beaches of Santa Monica, the Chinese Theater, you know, the Hollywood sign, the Oscars, Disney World. But, you know, Beverly Hills is just a wonderful place to stay and spend some time. There are stores like Barney's, Gucci, other things that you may not have heard so much about. For example, Richard Meyer's famous Museum of TV and Radio, which has 75,000 programs in its archives. It's one of the North America's, you know, greatest museums of television and radio.
Sounds like one of the little premier collections, and you might want to go there and see that. Did you go there? Did you check out their collection at all?
I've seen some of the stuff that they have there. It's quite extensive collection. Lots and lots of great stuff. Also in Beverly Hills, of course, it's the home of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, which is not a very, you know, imposing building, but it's kind of interesting to know that it's there. There's a three-block area with some of the most expensive names in international fashion, including, you know, Ralph Lauren. There's also a trolley that you can take through the shopping district. And although, you know, some of the places, for example, the stores are, you know, very expensive, it's true, there's no question about that. I have heard that there are some areas as well in Beverly Hills where you can get, you know, other things that are not necessarily as expensive. I mean, in that sense, it's sort of like New York. You know, if you want to walk down Fifth Avenue, you can spend, you know, you could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's a foregone conclusion.
Or you could go and you could hunt out the deals and the other things and still get some pretty decent stuff. So it's pretty much up to you. An interesting thing to note is that there is, it's always very clean, it's always very safe, and I did some little research and found out that one of the reasons, I think, is that also they also have a very invisible, but very not, you know, you never see them, but you know that there they have quite an interesting police presence as well that keeps the district, you know, very, very safe and open. It's very popular with tourists.
Well, yeah, it's nice to know that they're there, and yet they aren't imposing.
Exactly. Now, a couple of things I wanted to mention to you. One of the places, you know, Beverly Hills is known for its glamour. One of the icons of Beverly Hills is the Four Seasons Hotel. Just to give you an example of some of the people who spend time there, Sharon Stone and LL Cool J shared a meal there together before Stone went off to a Departures magazine party. And remember the film Closer?
Yes.
Interesting film. Jude Law and Julia Roberts, for example, at the time that she was pregnant with her twins, and was there for a press conference along with Mike Nichols, talking about that film at the Four Seasons Beverly Hills. Many celebrities choose to stay there because it's glamorous yet very discreet. It's a luxurious getaway. It's nestled away. in the palm tree-lined streets of Beverly Hills. It's really quite, you know, it's quite something. It's interesting because the hotel itself is in a sort of a neighborhoody area.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you don't really feel that you're in a commercial district.
That's the interesting thing about L.A. and all. It's very spread out. You have an area that looks like one thing, then an area that looks like another thing, and it's all separated by the different highways and districts that you have.
That's right. And one of the things about this particular hotel is that you really feel that you're in a neighborhood. It's got a beautiful pool with little cabanas. It's a great place to come in the morning and, you know, read the paper, watch the sunrise. And one of the great things about traveling to the West Coast when you're from the East Coast is it's very easy to wake up really early.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And watch the sunrise because, you know, a three-hour time difference. It's hard to, I wish I was really, really good at describing things, visually, but there's these sort of like, at the pool area, which is, there's a very big pool terrace area, and, there are these lush cabanas where you can sort of go in. They're sort of made, part of them are sort of made from canvas. They look like little tents.
Uh-huh.
And, you can go in them and just sort of sit down and relax, and, you know, you can look at the pool, and actually the
are there, is there an open front to it, so it's kind of like a shelter, or is it more of a changing room?
No, well, there's an open, you can close it or open it, whatever you like.
Okay.
So it has, it's made of sort of canvas, so you can sort of tie it up or you can let it close.
Do people
either
change?
Way. It's not really a changing room, it's sort of more of a place to like hang out and read the paper.
To get out of the hot sun, because it can get quite imposing, especially around midday.
Exactly. And it's really nice in the early morning, that's what I'd recommend. The pool has Wi-Fi, so imagine that.
Ah, yes, yes. High-speed internet is growing everywhere.
Gorgeous views from the room. Like the service at the hotel is incredible because it's Four Seasons, and you know that's a Canadian company, and incredibly amazing standards for service. I was missing money for paying for my parking, and I mean these people don't give you quarters; they just give you change.
Yeah.
I mean that's the way they are. So there are other things about it. There's something going on right now that's quite interesting. Is that there is the spa. Is offering some special massages. You might be interested to know, I just did a little research about this right now.
Sure.
There's something called the Caviar Facial. That's a brand new...
Caviar Facial? What is it?
Caviar Facial. I've tried to do a little bit more about it. I have not found it exactly how it works. I imagine it has something to do with putting caviar on your face.
Yeah.
That
usually happens when I don't know how to eat it properly.
It probably happens to me, too.
Yeah.
Exactly the same thing. There's also going to be introducing a caviar manicure and pedicure, but a fascinating. Never heard of that before. Sounds very, very L.A., very Four Seasons.
Yeah, it sounds like the kind of thing that they would do just to be ostentatious. I'm wondering about the therapeutic value of spreading that on your face.
You know, it's an extremely well-renowned spa. It has 8 treatment rooms.
Yeah.
It's very, you know, well recognized. It's got their services include reflexology,
as well
as or deep tissue massages, manicures, pedicures. Some of the things they also have, including, you know, just to show you the regular treatments, they have a pregnancy massage for women, you know, who are pregnant, aromatherapy, a Punta Mita massage involving tequila, a special facial, let me just see here, that is specially designed for men to, you know, clean their pores, and as well also facials for, you know, teenagers as well. So all kinds of things.
Yes, certain teenagers who definitely need pore cleaning.
They may need some. So all kinds of stuff at the spa, very relaxing, treatments offered for couples as well. So a great, you know, Four Seasons are, you know, really a refuge that's just there in the heart of Beverly Hills. But yet a little bit away, there's also a limo service that will take you to the shopping district from the hotel. In case
wherever
you
want to
like
go.
Driving.
We're coming up on the break there, Jerry. And, of course, as you know, spas and spa treatments are something near and dear to the heart and soul of we here at Travel World, so I particularly enjoy the different reports and the different services and the different things that you can partake around the world. Of course, massage and spa therapy is something that has been growing like wildfire in the last few years, and that's very interesting. Stay tuned for the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence, and it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio. Stephen Pickford, of course, is out enjoying his cruise on the Mississippi Queen. So you never know, he might call in at any minute if his cell phone gets in range. We got Jerry Wagschill, correspondent, online with us discussing his trip to Los Angeles that we were just discussing earlier, the Four Seasons Hotel and all the great spa treatments he went through. And now he's going to tell you all about JetBlue Airlines as a great way to travel there.
Exactly right. Thank you so much. Let me just give you guys, for whoever wants to get in touch with the Four Seasons, a great place to stay. Information is www.fourseasons.com, and the phone number is 310-273-2222, and that's fourseasons.com/Los Angeles. Okay, now about JetBlue, exactly. The most amazing thing about JetBlue right now is that they are starting on May 24th, so I have not had a chance to do this yet, but on May 24th, the new three nonstop flights to Burbank.
Ooh, New York to Burbank.
New York to Burbank, and of course there'll be connections through other, you know, I mean, you can connect, you know, through various cities in the United States to get to Burbank. But from New York, three nonstops, of course, and starting at $119, which is extremely cheap. And that's not expensive.
That's given.
That is a great deal. Now, what's interesting about flying directly to Burbank? I'm sure you know the answer to that, Willem.
It's right in the middle of Hollywood there.
Well, it's right in the middle of the exact, not Hollywood per se, but in the middle, it's not far from Hollywood, but it's in the middle of what I would say is like the real Hollywood.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's where all the studios and the offices
are. Right? It's where like NBC, Disney, you know, mm-hmm. all that stuff is right there.
Yep.
So, you know, as everyone I'm sure knows, in the day, I mean, Hollywood was the place where all these studios are. Now, in fact, they've actually moved to Burbank. So, if you really want to go on tours, and I did a little research, most of them offer tours. NBC offers tours. Disney, starting at around $30 or so, you can go on a great tour of one of these. Studios. Universal Studios, not far off from Burbank, where you can experience the fading magic of the Red Sea parting.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, the Universal Studios tour is really spectacular. It's well worth going on.
You've gone
to make
on
a
it?
Special tour. Oh, God, yeah.
I have not gone on it yet.
Oh, well, I saw that Red Sea. That was great.
I'd like to go to Wild West shootouts. JetBlue, so the three flights starting, the three flights starting May 24th, nonstops, named best U.S. airline by Condé Nast Travelers,
yeah.
Direct satellite TV, leather seats. you don't get a full, you don't get a meal on board, but you get a very good snack. The number two, they have this exercise program where you can do, like, they give you a card and you can do Pilates, and there's all kinds of, you know, fun stuff like that going on JetBlue. 1-800-JETBLUE. I remember when they started here in JFK.
Yeah.
There were, like, a couple of flights, and, you know, the place looked like a ghost town. And now it's, like, the most hustling, bustling Terminal 6.
Yeah.
That, you've been there, right?
I've been to JFK, but I've been to the American Airlines terminal, actually.
This terminal is just, when it started, it was, now it's just, like, incredible. What an unbelievable success story, this airline.
Well, yeah, I'd like to hear a little bit more about that, because, you know, you hear a lot about discount airlines, and certainly, I mean, flying 119 nonstop from JFK to Burbank is an incredible special. And to do that, I mean, you have your typical discount airlines, which will put you in, you know, every seat's the same as being an economy class seat. But I hear that JetBlue, and you got to tell me about this, I've never flown them, and I'm really interested.
Yeah.
They really take great care of their passengers.
Well, they're funny. The staff, you know, have this kind of offbeat sense of humor, which I think you guys would both really appreciate.
Sure.
There's definitely humor. There's respect. And I think one of the other things, I think, to me, I mean, as a traveler, if you're on business, if you have an appointment, they are famous for being on time.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a huge thing. I mean, you know, for people who don't feel like being at the airport, you know, for 5 extra hours. So, you know, once in a while, I mean, there's an adverse weather situation or something. There's nothing that, you know, that an airline can do. But in general, they take incredible painstaking measures to be on time.
Sure.
And so they take off. And so when you know, when you're flying on JetBlue, you say, okay, I'm going to be there at 10:30. You're going to be there at 10:30, which means that you can, you know, meet whoever for dinner. You don't have to, it's not some continual phone tag thing. I'm going to call somebody 8 times to tell them where I'm going to be. So that I think that's one of the big reasons that people really like the airline, too, is that you can it's really good for planning. They also have 6 nonstops a day to Long Beach as well, which is a very small airport. And speaking about Long Beach, it's a fun little airport because it reminds you of almost small flying into a much smaller place in Los Angeles. You can walk to your rental car kiosk, which is in Los Angeles, is really a rare thing.
Sure.
So you walk right there. It's kind of like a little country. It's almost like a country airport. It's really, really cool airport, Long Beach. 6 nonstops a day, similar prices. And one of the great places to rent a car there, one of the most inexpensive places, is Enterprise. And I wonder if you guys know. Do you know what that's named after?
I don't know what Enterprise is named after. I'm hoping Star Trek, but that's just me.
Well, believe it or not, the USS Enterprise, the aircraft carrier aboard which Jack Taylor, the founder of Enterprise, served in World War II.
Okay.
I don't usually have a reservoir of these little facts, but
I love it. I love it.
Research. He was served in the military, and he was a highly decorated fighter pilot. Mm-hmm. And now they have over 200 on-site airport locations, and they are, you know, catered to vacation travelers who are looking for, and you know, business travelers who really want the low rental rates, but with good service, and that's pretty much what you'll get. The thing about Long Beach is you can walk right there. The cars are right there. No shuttle buses. You know, you can get. I saw that I didn't rent one of these, but they have convertibles as well. If you feel like driving around in Los Angeles with the top off.
Oh yeah, we got to do that. You got to drive up Highway 1 like that.
Great things to do, exactly. So
Hollywood 101. Yeah.
There is 1-800-261-7331. Remember, this is the Long Beach location, but that number will get you there. If you want the direct number to the Long Beach location, it's 562-496-3134.
There is still a Star Trek connection, Jerry.
Well, I'm sure, because probably the original Star Trek probably got its name from the USS Enterprise,
which was the
aircraft carrier.
That's right, because the original name was supposed to be the Yorktown, and then he changed his name to Enterprise because it sounded better. So.
And it does.
So it's the same route, which is kind of cool.
There you go. Now, a couple other things just to tell you about some stuff to do in Los Angeles and the surrounding area. Laurel Canyon, a beautiful, long, and winding road through Hollywood Hills.
I was about to say a pretty girl, but I mean, that's...
There you go. A very nice name.
Yeah.
There's a place called The Grove, which is like a large outdoor mall connected to something called a farmer's market. Where you can go inside it, and you can sort of sample all different kinds of foods, like a very, very old place that's now sort of been, the Farmer's Market is an old place. The Grove is kind of a new sort of outdoor mall, but it's like non-enclosed.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of, you kind of walk through and go to different places.
Okay, so there's like a roof and both sides are open and you just walk through and there's rows and rows and rows upon produce and the different kinds of products you can buy.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not explaining it really that well, but what it is kind of like the farmer's market is inside the Grove, and the Grove is kind of like this district where it's kind of like a large outdoor mall, but it's like outside.
Okay.
So you don't really have to, you know, you don't have that boxed-in feeling. You walk in, it's like this really nice, neat little area, very sort of high-end. And inside is this old place where all these writers, you know, used to write their screenplays, and some of them still do, you know, in Los Angeles, called the Farmer's Market, which they've preserved within the context of this new outdoor mall.
Oh, yeah, well, you got to do that. Now, Jerry, we have barely a minute left, so what I'd like to do at this point is to get down as many telephone numbers and contact information as possible. Let's start with the websites.
Okay, the websites for the Four Seasons, I highly recommend, is www.fourseasons.com, and it can be /Los Angeles. The hotel is called the www.fourseasons.com. I'm sorry, the hotel is called the Four Seasons at Beverly Hills at Los Angeles.
Yeah, 15 seconds. How about JetBlue?
JetBlue is www.jetblue.com, and it's 1-800-JETBLUE. Very easy to remember. And Enterprise is www.enterprise.com.
How about a telephone number for JetBlue?
For JetBlue, 1-800-JETBLUE.
And that's fantastic.
That's now, the way I remember.
Yeah, well, that's the best way, too. Now, Jerry, I want to thank you for being on Travel World. We got to go right now, so stay tuned. Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by Satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory brain tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
welcome back again, once again, to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Bob Cassini at Master Control, who's got all kinds of interesting things to say about Las Vegas. But most interesting of all, and one of our special guests, a lady I am so really happy that you're with us today, it's Cynthia Fodor from Des Moines, Iowa. Cynthia, welcome back to Travel World.
Hey, Willem, how are you today?
I'm doing great, and even better.
Great. It's awful chilly and cold in Des Moines today. This doesn't feel like spring at all. How about Montreal?
It's about the same, yeah, but the weather's been all over the place this week, and what can I do? You know, you can't do anything about it, so you may as well just enjoy what you got. At the very least, it's not minus 30, so I look at it from that point of view.
Well, that's the attitude, and it's time to start planning our summer vacation.
Uh-huh, yeah, like Cynthia coming to visit Montreal.
I really am hoping to this summer. Montreal is such a fabulous place, and you guys keep talking about how wonderful it is.
Oh, well, and, you know, one thing for sure, we'd love to see you here, and we haven't seen Jake. Jake, your son, who, now Jake would be what?
You will appreciate this, Willem.
Yes.
My son turned 12 this week on Thursday.
Oh,
my days ago.
Well, you should tell
and
him happy birthday for me.
Guess what he wanted for his birthday? You'll never guess.
What's
an electric guitar.
Oh, yes. I definitely will. That might be Stephen calling in, as a matter of fact.
Stephen's calling now, too?
Yeah. That'd be kind of neat. It is. He's calling from the boat.
From the Mississippi Queen. I wish I were with him, don't you?
Well, that's something interesting. I think we have special guest Stephen Pickford coming from the Mississippi Queen. How you doing, Steve?
Doing fine, Willem, doing fine.
So Cynthia's online with us right now, and so tell us a little bit about your trip, Steve.
Well, it's been a great trip. We started off on Monday afternoon from New Orleans, and made some stops at Oak Alley Plantation, St. Francisville, and then up to Natchez, Vicksburg. Today is a full day of steamboating, and then tomorrow, Helena, Arkansas, and finishing up on Monday in Memphis at around 8 in the morning.
Oh, man, that's
wow. Is it everything you thought it would be, Stephen?
Oh, even better. I was on board the Mississippi Queen 15 years ago on the trip with Vic Phillips, and the service is considerably better. I found the personnel to be much more professional, better trained, service, food service on board, much improved in the 15 years. Of course, it's new ownership, Delaware North Company, since we last took the cruise.
And how about your room?
They've upgraded the rooms and some of the furnishings with duvet covers. But, I mean, they are small cabins. We are on a riverboat here, although it can accommodate comfortably approximately 400 people in 200 cabins. But they are more than adequate. You have a piped-in music. You have a private toilet and private shower. And our cabin has a private veranda, so you can sit outside and watch the river go by. They're fully air-conditioned. And so all the amenities are right there. They have the upgraded amenities, as Jay Rubenstein would say, with the hand lotion and the soaps and the shampoo conditioner.
So where are you now, Steve? Are you sitting in your cabin or on your veranda or where?
No, I'm actually in the forward lounge, right at the bow of the boat on deck number 2, which is the same deck that I have my cabin on.
Okay.
Outside of the purser's office.
So tell me what
and
you
I have a question, Stephen. I've never been on a cruise yet, but I'm wondering, is the food as bountiful as it is on the cruises that I hear about?
Oh, yeah. So you can eat around 5 or 6 times a day. I went in with the fresh grapefruit. I had a made-to-order omelet with cheese and ham and mushroom and sausage and bacon. Had toast and hash browns with it. Orange juice, another glass of apple juice, and coffee.
Wow, you know, you always were one to enjoy breakfast.
And I only enjoy breakfast when I'm away, so it's a good chance. And you don't find the book all standing in one big line to get served because there are a number of areas. Breakfast, there's 3 different breakfast areas. You can have a continental breakfast in one area. You can have a breakfast buffet in the Grand Saloon or a cook-to-order breakfast in the main dining room. So service starts 6:30, 7 in the morning, and runs through to 9:15. So it's not one of those situations where you hurry up to wait and stand in line. You'll always find a place to sit and a place to relax on board as well.
And always find a great place to eat and all the food. I love these floating buffets. Now, Steve, tell me what you see outside the window. If you're in the lounge, there's got to be windows that you can look out. So what do you see?
Oh, yeah. Right now, I mean, you think of the Mississippi River as being a very busy, bustling river, and it is with regards to commercial traffic as far as Baton Rouge, which is really the furthest inland an ocean-going ship can go. And up until Baton Rouge, you have a number of factories and other developments along the shore. But in this part of the river, north of Vicksburg, not a tremendous amount of development, but a lot of unspoiled shoreline. We're actually right now passing a barge loading station on the west bank, but pine trees and sandy shores right along the way, so very unspoiled nature, and it gets even more unspoiled as further north you go, and at different times of the year you can taste the Mississippi Queen as far north as St. Paul, Minnesota.
That sounds like.
And do you stop every day and tour a town, or how does that work?
Well, we did stop every day. There was a morning stop from around 8 in the morning till noon, and there are tours that you can sign up for on board that are linked to the tour desk. Then we spent a full day in Natchez, Mississippi, and I took a morning tour and an afternoon tour. I had to come back to the boat, of course, midday to have a great lunch. And then today, though, it's a full day, what they call steamboating all day. So we left yesterday, 1 o'clock, from Vicksburg, where we actually were on the Yazoo River, and that's where the port for Vicksburg is, on the Yazoo, just about half a mile in from the Mississippi. And we will stop again tomorrow morning for a tour in Helena, Arkansas, and learn a bit more of the blues music heritage of that region of the Mississippi.
And that paves way for a great segue, Steve, because blues music in that entire region of Mississippi leading up to Memphis is the cradle of the music that we all know and love. And one thing that's
the entertainment is very well organized on board as well. This is the theme of the cruise. They have a big band on board. They also have a daily show before or after dinner, depending when your seating is, which is a review style in the Grand Saloon. In the evening as well, there's a trio playing in a paddle wheel lounge with white picture windows on two decks overlooking the paddle wheel at the rear. And there's a different theme every night. For example, one night tonight is going to be New Orleans with jazz, blues, and earlier in the week, oldies, 50s and 60s, another night country music. So there's a lot of musical entertainment that reflects the heritage of the communities that you're passing along the river.
Jazz and
I imagine is it very relaxing?
Well, very relaxing. You know, because it's not push. You have the tour in the morning, the afternoon. There's always areas. That's on the great area of bow where I can sit in the shade, and there are rocking chairs out there. You have a great breeze. You watch the river unfold right before you. It's like sitting in the dome car on the transcontinental train. There are lounges. You can be as busy or as relaxed as you want to be, because if you don't want to simply relax, they have lectures on board. There's a gentleman who is referred to as the River Laureate, who gives lectures on the history of the river and the different sites that you're going to pass along the way. And they have other activities planned as well. Yesterday there was, for example, kite flying from the top deck, and or the concert on the Calliope. The captain was had a good laugh when he heard about Vic getting a Calliope shower on his last cruise.
You don't sit underneath the Calliope, but
yes, the tip of the day. Do not sit directly underneath the pipes of the Calliope when it starts up in the morning, because the condensation from the night before will spurt out and give you a Calliope shower.
But it's kind of nice to see those old steam-powered organs and everything. But further to the whole music idea, with some of the best jazz and big band sounding music, Bob Cassini, our own operator here, is a very talented drummer. His roots are in drumming and playing that style of music.
Well, I mean, they're very talented musicians, and what I also like about on board compared to last time as well, many of the staff members, the social hosts, the musicians, they will intermingle and get off and take the tours with the passengers. There's a lot more interaction and personal touch all through the day with the staff members.
One of the other things, though, Steve, here comes the segue. Our very own Jake, which is Cynthia's son, has just got an electric guitar for his birthday this week. So.
Well, it's always a good segue from one thing to the other, right?
Well, it's music.
We're talking about music.
Well, you got to tell Jake that I approve. I totally encourage it.
I'm sure you do. I wish you were here to give him lessons. Well, Stephen, I have another question, because I was very interested in that, going on that trip with you, but it's you really pretty much have to plan an entire week, don't you, if you want to hop on board?
Yeah, you have to devote to the entire week. This is a 7-night cruise. You cannot board partway through. However, the American Queen, the Delta Queen at different times of the year do 3- and 4-night, 5-night cruises, different parts of the rivers, such as the Mississippi. They also sail on the Tennessee
Steve
River,
and
the
Cynthia,
Ohio River.
We're going to take a break right now. Stay tuned.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio, via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal.
Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Thank you.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Bob Cassini at Master Control and Cynthia Fodor in Des Moines, Iowa, and Stephen Pickford, special guest, telephoning us in from his cruise aboard the Mississippi Queen. Steve, just before we get to you, Cynthia, of course, we're full of segues today, and the voice of Travel World, the man who voiced that particular announcement of This is the Travel World Radio Network, is none other than Hudson Foga.
Oh, you're kidding.
You got to tell
Hudson Foga.
You have to tell Jake and then wash his mouth out with soap. But
yeah.
So, Steve, how's your cell phone signal doing? How's your cell phone signal doing, Steve? Are you with us, Steve? I think we might have lost Steve. So let's cut the line there, Bob. And we had a great call, and he was enjoying that particular paddle wheel.
Boy, it made me want to be there on one of those rocking chairs, didn't it?
Oh, it's kind of nice sitting on board one of those paddle wheelers or one of these ships just going up a river. And of course, if you go in there for a couple of days cruise, you can really see a lot of American history. And for me, music, of course, is one of the things that's really lights my fire in a big way.
And why weren't you on that trip, Willem?
I've got things to do here in Montreal, and Steve wants to enjoy that. It's fine by me.
I really wanted to go, but I just didn't have a whole week. I thought if it could do it for a couple of days, but
it's an entire week. That's another thing. You know, I've got a lot of fish to fry here in Montreal.
Well,
so.
And that's a good point. I mean, a lot of people traveling anymore can't take a full week away from work, you know, maybe once or twice a year if you're lucky. But, smaller trips, 3 or 4 day weekends seem to be what most people I know are able to do.
Well, for sure. I mean, my major week's vacation, or not really vacation, it's really a business trip that I take every year now, is the Novell Brainshare Convention. It's a computer convention in Salt Lake City every year in March. Mm-hmm. And I added to that last year visiting Las Vegas and the National Association of Broadcasters Convention with you.
Yes, you didn't, and I was very disappointed you weren't there this year. I relived our memories from last year, though.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
yes.
good.
Yeah, I wish you had been there.
I really wish I would have been there with you. It just isn't working out this year as far as time. I've got so many things to prepare for
the
air.
We'll put it on the calendar for next April.
Yeah, well, we ideally will have you coming into Montreal for a special occasion next August. And
I hope so. And I had a totally different Las Vegas. Oh, next August. Yes, let's talk about that.
very, very.
It hit me what you're talking about there.
Yes, special occasion. It's one of the rare pleasures of doing travel at all, and this particular show is the people we meet along the way, and over the years, having forged a friendship with you is one of the biggest rewards that I've had through Travel World. And you know, we visited you a couple times in Des Moines, Iowa, you know, covering the Iowa State Fair, which was tremendously fun. And further than that, the different trips we took when we went down to cover Expo Spring Training in March of 2000, March of 1999, among other things. So.
Yes, and those were the two places I was going to talk about was Vegas and spring break again. We're running out of time, so I'll probably have to come back.
I would love it if you would
come
back.
But I just wanted to say that in Vegas this year I stayed on the Strip at the Rio, and last year, of course, we stayed out at the Montelago Village.
Yes.
Which was nice to get away from it all at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was very beautiful out there with the lake and...
Wasn't that something? You did your walk in the morning as well, and you had a nice leisurely time, and it was a nice getaway from the actual hustle and bustle of Las Vegas itself, because Las Vegas, all the glitz and the lights and the glamour and everything, and to tell you the truth, I mean, people go there for, you know, they call it Sin City for a reason, and for myself, the biggest thing that people think about in Las Vegas is gambling. And for me, it holds no interest at all. But that's personally, that's just me.
That I've said every year. I mean, I think you can go to Vegas. I think I put $5 in a slot machine and lost it within 1 minute.
Yeah.
And that's all I do. I mean, I walk away. But you can go there and have a fabulous time,
even if
you're not into gambling. And it's just incredible to me. I mean, how each hotel is a world unto itself.
That really struck me, especially because the hotels are more resort complexes, bigger than themselves. And there's another interesting connection here, because Bob Cassini, our master control operator, his brother helped design the addition to the MGM Grand. I think that's Stephen again calling in. I think he, yeah.
Well, probably. Stephen's not going to stay away.
No,
we
no.
I want to hear more about his
I think trip. His cell phone signal dropped out. Steve, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. It all depends on the bend on the river, whether we get the signal or not.
Yeah, so that's what I figured.
So you just went around a bend. So.
Yes.
Would you tell the captain the turn?
Fun. So tell us, Stephen, tell us what your day today will include on the boat.
Well, after I got up a little later than usual and got up around 7:30 Central Time, I had my breakfast, as I mentioned earlier. I have been rereading a book that I read on this boat 15 years ago, and Willem, you can guess the title of the book.
The Heroin Merchants were by Vic yeah. Phillips.
By Mr. Vic Phillips, and I recognized when some of the characters are called Lynn, spelled L-I-N, and Matt. I realized how much great research he did to figure out those names.
Yeah, well, tell us about Max, the character, otherwise
known
as his
parrot.
Well,
Max, the character, is actually I think Max is the name of a crusty old cop, not a parrot.
Yes, well, although Max is the name of Vic Phillips' real parrot. That's one of the nice things about the different people that we got on board the show, lots of different talents. Now, Steve, tell us a little bit more. Now, you were sitting in the front, you were in the lounge, you were taking a look at the view, passing
the barge.
Yes, the
forward lounge, and the sun is actually coming out as we go around this bend in the river, and a lot of large trees, and coming right up to the shoreline with a sandy shoreline. And most of my morning will be spent reading and sitting out in the deck chairs, the rocking chairs on the bow. And I might stop by at the Calliope Bar for the hot dogs that are served all day.
Oh, hot dogs
hot
are
dogs,
great.
Hot dogs, potato chips. And then there'll be lunch.
Now tell
and
us
maybe
about
I'll have an afternoon nap if I wanted to. There are movies in the theater, the very famous theater downstairs where J. Rubenstein filmed his interview with former Vice President Kitty Ruxton years and years ago.
Yeah.
And the afternoon, there a variety of activities taking place, lectures. I'm probably mostly going to spend my day reading.
What kind of lecture, Steve? What kind of lecture do you suppose they're having?
Well, for example, this morning the lecture is on the history of the Louisiana Purchase.
Oh, I see.
Really?
And, that was today's lecture. Other days the lecture has been on the
magic circles,
on the history of steamboating, about the Battle of Vicksburg.
Oh, that is cool. That is very so more of historical. Documentary and thing. That's really, really
and at least one of the movies shown every day in the theater has been an historical film of around an hour on steamboating, on the Civil War. Every port, there's at least one historically based tour. For example, I took the tour of the Vicksburg National Battlefield.
That must have been really fascinating.
That sounds really interesting.
Is it crowded on the boat, or is it... would you say, is it full or half full?
Almost. I would say it's pretty well almost complete capacity, which is on 420 passengers. But as I mentioned, you don't feel hemmed in. I'm standing here in the forward lounge, which could easily accommodate 20, 30 people seated. There may be six people, all told. There are so many nooks and crannies, plus everyone with their own cabin, that you're not going to feel crowded.
You took your pictures for me, I hope.
I took some pictures.
Now, Steve, tell me.
With my finger in front of the lens.
Yeah. When we took our trip across Canada aboard Via Rail Canada on their transcontinental The Canadian, we met a few colorful characters on the way, including a gentleman named Fred from North Carolina. Now, tell us, did you meet any interesting characters on this particular trip on the Mississippi Queen?
Oh, yes. For example, at our table where we have dinner at night, there's Otto, who's a retired
car dealer
scientist with NASA.
Okay.
Fellow named Barry, who founded TripQuest.com, a travel booking website, and lives in Destin, Florida. So you always meet interesting people when you travel, brought together by the desire to learn more and to relax at the same time.
Well, Steve, we're out of time here on the Travel World Radio Show. We've got about 25 seconds to totally wrap everything up. Cynthia, it was really a total pleasure having you on. We got to have you back on soon, once again.
Definitely.
And
Stephen, we wish we were there with you. We're there
well,
with you
if I had to be rating period, you would be.
That's right. I would be. You're right.
Ratings period in July. Well, for all of us...
We have to start planning our next trip.
For all of us here at the Travel World Radio Show, I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And
I'm Cynthia Fodor.
I'm Bob Cassini.
Happy traveling, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.